I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Doing the garden, digging the weeds, who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Well, in the last final segment here, I want to tell you that this radio show and podcast for Why the Home Sales Boom is one of my favorites because I love researching. I'm going to lay out all of the details of the answers in this last segment as to why I feel things are particularly growing in the Pikes Peak region. But many of these principles and reasons can be applied nationwide. And you can get a hold of me at 719-330-1457 to help me help you navigate through your next purchase and this booming home sales market. I covered the details that interest rates are historically low. They were low in 2012, and that did not surprise me. They came back during the summer of Brexit. Remember when Britain announced it was separating from the European Union? That would be like Texas or California announcing that they're separating from the United States. That's how big it is over the pond in Europe. And rates went down again in 2016. But I didn't even see the 2020 rate decrease, COVID-19 pandemic coming at all. It smacked me right in the face. It's helped everybody as far as interest rates, but the pain in our economy and your lives, quite honestly, has not been worth it. And the second reason I think there's a home sales boom is directly related to the pandemic as well. I mean, Colorado has been one of the better states avoiding a mass shutdown like Michigan has, like California has, like New York has. But for most of April, all of May, and a short part of June, the Department of Regulatory Agencies and real estate boards did everything they could to shut things down. Things still maintained, but they weren't the record-breaking months that we've seen in the past in the early part of the year. We just have a boomerang effect where all that backlogged demand is now happening. And I believe that's another 5% reason why this market is booming. But what I think is the largest reason, and I have been saying it for 8 years, and it's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse with more demand, less supply, is the number three reason, and that's the fact that millennials are coming of age. I'm going to do an entire show on it next week, and I want you to tune in as well as I talk about the impact of demographics. We have 87 million millennials that are coming of age, and what in the world does that mean, Jay? That means my generation, the Gen Xers, born from 1965 to 1980, are the smallest generation proportionally in United States. We're the only generation in 10 generations that's physically smaller than our predecessor. There's 78 million baby boomers, and there's only 45 million of me. And now, again, we've got a glut. The baby boomers' children, the millennials born from 1981 to 2000, has more than 87 million consumers. We are doubling the demand on everything. And housing is just one of those markets. And then to top that off, Colorado Springs, if you line up 200 to 400 metropolitan areas side by side in competitiveness and attractiveness of where to live, we're in the top five. Everybody agrees. So with the increased demand in a desirable place to live and an increased demand of actual consumers, and understand with the millennials, I haven't included any legal or illegal immigrants in this at all. So these numbers of 87 million consumers coming of age is soft. And what I mean by that is people primarily don't start to buy houses and build families until they're 40 years old. Well, if you do the math, the first millennial doesn't even turn 40 until next year. That's why I'm telling you, regardless of the interest rates, regardless of any pandemics in the future, 2021 to 2041 are going to be huge growth years for everything in the United States. The economy, jobs, diaper sales, iPhone sales, everything, because it's a supply and demand thing. Now, next, some more minute influences are the fact that there used to be an average of 1 out of 5 buyers were buying for a second home or an investment property or something like that. That number is almost doubled to 1.8 out of every 5 people. Basically, 2 out of 5 people. One extra person is coming into the market every month now and buying a house like me. Like people you listening that I'm teaching of buying a 401k with a fancy front door and a backyard. See, we're doing 4 times the wealth building and owning homes right now, my wife and I are, than anything in the stock market. It's the last way for the middle class to really build wealth and build residual income, money that comes in while you sleep. I get $10,000 a month in rents whether I go to work or not, and more people are taking advantage of that. And then, of course, I have a soft mention here for seasonal sales. Seasonal sales are very active in the summer in Colorado, and every single winter, sales go down. But probably the most interesting and unpredicted influence on the home sales booms, specifically in Colorado and the Midwest and the Utah area and in the Carolina area, in the Indiana area, in the Tennessee area, is people are migrating from the coasts. They did it in 9/11 after the Twin Towers were bombed. People said, I'm getting out of the cities. They're no longer safe. Well, now we have riots. Now we've got high taxes. People are flooding out of California in droves. In the last 10 years, California has lost 1 million residents. That's over 100,000 people a year moving somewhere. Well, where do you think they're moving? They're moving to Colorado, which is actually sad because we've went from a conservative, western, rural, red state to now where Cory Gardner is the last elected official. And, you know, the question's up whether he will be reelected. We potentially are going to have, in less than 17 years, an entire shift from an all-Republican state to a Democratic state. And that's the influence of people. Bill said they're coming from Pittsburgh. They're coming from New York. They're coming from California. All of that areas all contributes to why there's a home sales boom. So take advantage of the low rates right now. Take advantage of our desirable growth and where we live and purchase right now. Take advantage of the COVID boomerang and get your house before winter comes. Consider investment property ownership. I actually flip the coin and say, don't purchase now, but purchase in the winter because it's less competitive. And make sure that you have an edge up on anybody that's migrating into our city, our region, and our state. Because you're the most important. You have to call a local person, and that's me, to help you. As I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them. And if you've not found your passion, calling, and purpose in life, pray to God that you'd receive it right now, because that's what I have in you, a radio listener, a friend that I would serve no matter what. But you have to make the call. I don't know who you are until you call me, 719-330-1457, or visit my website, churchillcolorado.com. And while you're there, make sure you sign up for my investment property class on the 10th of November. That's the second Tuesday of November at 6:30 p.m. Investment Property Ownership 201, The Jay Garvin Show, here every week for you. And if you missed any of it, tune in this coming Monday or Wednesday at 7 p.m. Have a great week, and I'll be back same place, same time next week. Did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone our way.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.